You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Do I really need a church website if I have a Facebook page? This is a question many churches have, and in this video, I'm going to answer that question. Do you really need a website if you have a Facebook page? This is the first video in a six-part series all about church websites. So I hope you'll stay tuned over the next several weeks as we talk about church websites. My goal in this series is to help you understand the basic functions of a church website, why you need one, who should maintain it, what kind of content should be on the site, what kind of tools you should use, and more. So stay tuned. First, let's dive into this first question. Do I really need a church website if I have a Facebook page? Okay, so I understand the sentiment behind this question. 72% of Americans are on Facebook regularly. 1.9 billion people in the world log into Facebook every day. That's incredible. It's the largest social media platform by far, still, and it has been for the last several years. And so you as a church may be thinking, well, the majority of our church is on Facebook. The purpose of a website is to communicate. So why don't we just use Facebook to communicate to our church family? Why do we need a website? So in this video, I'm going to walk through seven reasons why you do need a website. Sorry to let the cat out of the bag so early in the video, but you do, I promise. Even if you have a great Facebook presence, you need a church website, and here's why. Okay, the first reason you need a church website is because Facebook reach is not that good. Facebook reach is the organic reach when you post something on Facebook, how many people see that content? That's the question you should ask. And most people will say, and even Facebook will tell you, that the majority of your Facebook posts are not going to your Facebook audience. In fact, the vast majority. So let's say you have 100 people that follow your church Facebook page. If you post something on the page, most likely about 5% of those people are going to see that post. So that's reason enough why you need to have a church website, but only 5% of people are seeing your organic reach. Now you can pay to have your post boosted. You can pay, you know, a couple hundred dollars, and then the majority of people that follow your page will have the possibility of seeing it. But the algorithm of Facebook is so tight that if you're not paying for content, most people are not seeing your post. So I want you to get out of the mindset that, well, we'll just put it on Facebook and then everybody will know. You should communicate on Facebook, but Facebook is not meant to be a one-way platform where you're just giving out information. It's a social media platform where you're meant to engage with your audience. It's totally different than the function of a church website. Okay, so the first reason is Facebook reach is not that good. Around 5% of your audience is going to see what you post. Okay, the second reason you need a church website is because you don't own the space on Facebook. You say, well, we have a Facebook page, we have a Facebook group. I understand that, but you don't own those spaces. You are renting those spaces from Facebook. And at any time, Facebook, when they want to, they can decide to further restrict the content that's on Facebook, and you have to just live with it. You are a renter, you're not an owner. And so you don't have full control over what is shown, what is seen. I am not a conspiracy theorist. I don't think that Facebook is restricting church access to Facebook yet, but I could see potentially in 3 years, 5 years, maybe 10 years down the road, they could classify some of what churches are teaching as hate speech and they would further restrict it even more. I hope that doesn't happen, but the reality is you don't own the space on Facebook. The same is true for your Instagram account, your Twitter account, YouTube. You don't own those spaces, so you really have limited control of what you can or can't do in that space. Okay, the third reason you need a church website is because the majority of the younger audience, and I'm talking 30 and under especially, are not on Facebook. Now, they probably have Facebook accounts, but they don't log in every day like most of you do. They're not logging on every day to see what's going on with their friends, and they're especially not logging on to see what's going on at their church. And maybe you say, well, we'll just get on the other platforms. Everybody's on TikTok and Instagram, right? Well, not everybody. A lot of young people are. But then you start spreading yourself thin on all of these different platforms. That's why it's important that you have a church website so you can own that space and you can use that space to communicate to your entire church audience. Okay, here's the fourth reason why you need a church website, and this I hope will shift your thinking about church websites all the way around. And that is, first-time guests are not looking for churches on Facebook. I'll say it again. First-time guests are not looking for churches on Facebook. And this should be a mind shift with a lot of churches. See, we're thinking, well, a church website is meant for our church family. But in reality, your church website is meant for potential guests that want to visit your church. That should be the main focus of your church website. Your Facebook page, Facebook group, yes, that's fine if that's geared towards your current church family. But what about all those people that you want to be a part of your church? I promise most of them are not searching for churches on Facebook. They're not saying, oh, what's a church near me on Facebook? No, if they're searching for a church, they're going to use Google to search for the church. And that's when, hopefully, your church website will show up as a possibility for them to attend. Again, number four, most people are not searching for churches on Facebook. This is why it's important for you to have an actual church website. So we're going to dive into this a little deeper in another video, but you need to know that the terms churches near me or church near me is a very popular search term when somebody's looking for a church. And you want to show up in that search based on your location. And most of the time, your Facebook page is not going to show up in that type of search. That's where your website comes in. I'm assuming, and I hope, that you want new people to come to your church. Most people will visit your church website before they step foot in your doors. And so it's important that you have a great looking, great functioning church website that will show up when somebody searches on Google. Let me just drive this point home by illustrating it this way. If you're searching for a restaurant or a hotel, especially one that you've never been before, do you go to Facebook first and then search for that restaurant? I guarantee you almost every restaurant has a Facebook page. Almost every hotel has a Facebook page, but you don't go there to find out about that information. You go to Google first and you search for restaurants near me or hotels near me or hotels in Birmingham. You search for what you want based on the location you're in, and you use Google to do it. The same is true when people are searching for churches. Okay, here's the last reason why you need a church website. And again, I hope to kind of shift your thinking a little bit. Most churches who think we don't need a website because we have a Facebook page, that thinking, and I say this with all the love in my heart, that thinking is pretty self-centered. It's self-focused. Again, most guests are not going to Facebook to find your church. And you think, well, all of our church families on Facebook, we'll just use Facebook. I know you want more people to come to your church, to hear the gospel, to accept Jesus as their Savior, and for their lives to be changed. So I want to encourage you to get out of the mindset that we'll just put it on Facebook and it's good for our current audience, and to think broader, to think bigger. How can we reach more people? And one of those ways is to have a great website. A great website that shows up when people search for churches near me. A great website that communicates clearly. A great website that will encourage people to go from viewing the website to walking through your front door. Okay, I hope I've convinced you by now that you need a church website. Yes, you need a Facebook page, you need a Facebook group, but you also need a great functioning, clear church website. In the next video, we're going to talk about the building blocks of a website. What is needed if you're going to have a church website? And even if you already have a church website, this next video will be important for you to understand how it all works together. So I hope that you'll stay tuned or join us again next time. Be sure to like this video and subscribe to this channel so you don't miss any of the new content we produce. And we'll see you next time.